In nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti. Amen. The epistle from the blessed Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, in these last days has spoken to us by his Son, who he hath appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made the world, who, being the brightness of his glory, and the figure of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, making a purgation for his sins, sitteth on the right hand of the majesty upon high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of these angels hath he said at any time, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten of the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God adore him. And to the angels indeed he hath said, He that maketh angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and a scepter of justice is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved justice and hated iniquity. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above all thy fellows. And thou in the beginning, O Lord, didst found the earth, and all the works of thy hands are in the heavens. And they shall perish, but shalt continue. They shall grow as an old garment, and as the vesture thou shalt change them, and they shall all be changed. But thou art the self-same, and thy years shall not fail. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The self-same was in the beginning, he was God, and all things were made by him, and without him nothing was made, that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and this man came for witness to give testimony to the light, that all men might receive through him. He was not the light, but he gave testimony to the light, and that light was the true light, which enlightens every man and comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into the world as his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as did receive him, he gave to them the power to be made the sons of God, to them that believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor by the will of the flesh, but of the will of man, not by the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us, and he saw his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. You may be seated. This concludes the Holy Gospel. Before we begin today's Mass, I do ask that you would pray for our sister, Angelina. Angelina, I always forget her last name, but Angie Moncayo, Quintana. Quintana. Yes, I went to visit her last night in the hospital. It may not be the very end, but it's very near the end for her. So continue to pray for her. She's such a beautiful soul, such a gracious, good woman. So pray for her this day. Today we entered the last day of the calendar year. We have the Feast of Saint Sylvester. As well, we commemorate this the seventh day within the octave of Christmas, the seventh day of Christmas Day. All these things are the mysteries which we are given to at this time. I know these aren't the readings that were exactly supposed to be done for this Mass, but because I find it so difficult during this Christmas season to find the exact things within this book, these ones are close enough. So this was the last readings of Christmas Day, which since we didn't get to have that Mass. In the same way, not at least in this form of the Mass, that'd be good to do those readings as well, to be able to do so. So what do we think about on this last day of the calendar year? Beginning tonight at First Vespers, we begin the Feast of Mary, Mother of God, right? Mary, Mother of God, and then entering into that great mystery of letting her be the one who moves our time from 1 year into the next calendar-wise. Making sure that the fact that she is the Theotokos, she is the one who gives us the God, holds him, bears him before us to present to him, he is the center of time, the center of our lives. Saint Sylvester had that experience, because before Saint Sylvester, Pope Saint Sylvester, what was the world in? For 300 years, Christianity was persecuted. Christianity was on the outskirts of society. Christianity was not accepted at all, but it was during his reign, for the first time within our Christian experience, within our Catholic life, that the church was able to come into her own, was able to finally be free, was finally to be favored by the Emperor Constantine, who would later become the great Saint Constantine. And throughout this time, all the formation of what the church would visibly look like, what our churches would look like in the great scheme of the basilicas, everything to do with the exterior practice of the free practice of our church, was begun under Saint Sylvester. And so he had a great task that was laid ahead of him, the first of his predecessors, not to have to flee for their lives. So Saint Sylvester, not only doing all those exterior things, receiving all the blessings and the graces of the church, where normally during Catholic Mass we would have what? The bells, which would signify. Those are an important part. Those were begun on his time as a privilege, because only those who are really holy, or not really holy, really favored people, nobles, were able to have bells rung so that everybody would know somebody important was coming. Incense would be able to be spread during those times. Why? Because the rest of the world didn't smell so great. And so that way your smell would be engaged anytime somebody important would walk by. So incense was introduced into the church. All these other things, the wearing, the donning of purple, which we wear during the strongest seasons, strongest preparatory seasons of our lives, those royal colors during the days of great fasting before we enter into great feasts, or on Advent and Lent, those great penitential seasons. All these things were introduced into the life of the church, reserved only for the greatest nobility. And so when Constantine came to know that what we celebrate as Catholics at Mass is to welcome he who is of greatest nobility, he was the king of the universe, he was Christ come down to us in Eucharistic form, all these things were brought not merely to the bishops to be able to do, those being our leaders, but to our Mass as well, enriched in that way as Christ the King comes to us. So Saint Sylvester presided over this and was finally able to deal with some of the controversies of the church. First, the Donatist controversy, and then to deal the beginning of the death blow, although it continues on to this day, sadly. Heresies have a way of coming back again and again. Dealt the first death blow to the heresy of Arianism, which said that our Lord Christ was something less than God. Greater than any human, greater than any angel, kind of like a demigod in between, but somehow less than the fullness of God, because he was tainted with the human form, tainted in some way. That was struck down for the first time. So as we began, as I left in as the quotation underneath the title of this particular stream, to begin to ask the question, if these are the great things that we have, the great pleasure of being able to practice our free faith, given all the blood of the martyrs, which has supported us unto this day here in 2020, 2020th year in the time of our Lord, are we thankful for that privilege? Are we living in accordance with that faith that's there? Is that something that we're actually living in an exterior way, where the church, as we celebrate under the feast of Saint Sylvester, the first time able to practice freely, are we living that out to the full? In practicing freely our faith? Is it something that we do mostly well within the confines of this church, or at particular times of the day, or does it really effuse, permeate everything it is that we do? Or are we somehow still holding on to the pagan practices of old, the pagan secular movements of old, conforming ourselves to the pattern of the world, or rather being transformed by the renewal of our mind to where it doesn't just stay up there, but to where it covers over and seasons everything it is that we do. Saint Sylvester is the one who got to begin to move that out, to where everything within the Catholic life could finally begin to permeate everything within their exterior and public life. And because of that, what happened? That's why we talk about Western culture not as a Western idea or Western ethos. We talk about it as Christendom, Western Christendom, because it is all marked, all of the Western history is now seasoned with the pattern of Christ, because the church was finally free under his time. Let's ask our Lord during this transition, this last day of the year, to make sure that everything it is that we are setting forth in our particular resolutions, which are good to do during this time, to see how we can better and deepen that experience of seasoning the rest of personally my life, personally your life, with the seasoning of Christ. But then to see what my greater life could be, my family life, a little bit more seasoned with the season of Christ. And then, if the Lord gives you grace even beyond that, what more can I do in the greater sphere beyond that moment? St. Sylvester is the one who finally got to be the first one to preside over the church that got to do that very act. If you're not even sure what to do, because 2020 has been such a crazy time, such great difficulty, go to St. Sylvester. He can help you and I make these last minute preparations to be able to bring Christ more visibly into the world, not merely in the incarnation, but in the incarnation he wants to live out in your life and in my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.